Parshat Yisro, the momentous event of Mamad Har Sinai, of receiving the Torah. Let's take a look at the way the Chumash introduces this, Perek Yotet, 19th chapter. In the third month, from the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt, on this day, they arrived at the wilderness of Sinai. They journeyed from Rephidim and arrived at the wilderness of Sinai and encamped in the wilderness, and Israel encamped there opposite the mountain. Moshe ascended to God, and Hashem called to him from the mountain, saying, "So shall you say to the house of Yaakov, Kol Samar L'Bais Yaakov, V'Saged L'Bnei Yisrael, and relate to the children of Israel." So again, we've spoken about this in the past. Hashem had a different way that Moshe Rabbeinu should relate to the women, a different way to relate to the men. Now, here is the words that Hashem wants Moshe Rabbeinu to say. The previous pasuk is just how to relate to them, but actually what is to be related to them, here we have it. Pasuk Dalet. "You have seen what I did to Egypt, and what I have borne you, and that I have borne you on the wings of eagles, and brought you to me. And now if you hearken well to me, and observe my covenant, you shall be the most beloved treasure of all peoples, for mine is the entire world. You shall be to me a kingdom of ministers and a holy nation." These are the words that you shall speak to the children of Israel. We take a look at Pasuk Dalet. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, this is really the opening statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing himself to Klal Yisrael. Yes, we've had mitzvot before, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and Korban Pesach, and we've seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, the man, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Makos, where Hashem actually speaks to the people, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is introducing himself, even before the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, even before the Aseret HaDibrot, where Hashem comes down in full glory and says, "I am the God who took you out of Egypt." This is the introductory relationship, so to speak, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And he doesn't begin by saying, "I'm going to make for you a great nation." This is the introduction, and in this sense, this pasuk, Dalet, is probably the most crucial pasukim in all of Chumash. Because this is really beginning the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Mamad Har Sinai. This is really where it's at. "You have seen what I did to Egypt, and I have borne you on the wings of eagles and brought you to me." And as Rav Pinkus notes in Source 16, he says, "Zeo ha'yisod shel kabbalas haTorah." This is the whole foundation. "Ulechora ma kol kach chashuv lazkir kan et ma she'asah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Mitzrayim." Why is it important when Hashem is introducing himself that this is the introduction? Or let's rephrase this. What is the importance in this pasuk that this forms the bedrock of the relationship? This forms the bedrock of Kabbalah Satovar, of receiving the Torah. This is really the beginning and end of what everything that we're about to experience in Mamad Har Sinai, the whole experience of the revelation, is found encompassed here. And it's really based on, we'll see today, the AAA gets us out of all challenges: awareness, acceptance, and attachment. And what I'd like to try to do is take a look at the three parts of the pasuk, each one focusing the first one on awareness, the second on acceptance, the third on attachment. However, we will see in all three levels there's going to be this component of awareness, acceptance, and attachment. Let's begin with Rashi, source number 3. "Etem re'item, you have seen. Lo mesored hi bi'etchem, it is not a tradition that you have. I do not send to you a verbal account. I do not have testimony presented to you by witnesses. Rather, you have seen what I did to Egypt. The Egyptians were indebted to me for several sins before they attack you, but I only exacted punishment from them through you." First part of the pasuk that we'll talk about is, "You have seen what I've done to Egypt." The second part we'll talk about is, "I have borne you on the wings of eagles." And the third part, "and brought you to me." These three are the fundamental aspects of what all of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is about. Let's understand. "Atem re'item, you have seen." As Rav Munk points out, Israel's knowledge of God is not based on some vague belief, but on a conviction that comes from personal experience. Continuing for the Exodus and Revelation at Sinai, the two historical events upon which Judaism was founded excluded any possibility of illusion, as hundreds of thousands of people saw these events. Rav Hirsch continues in Source 5, "In exactly the same words Scripture says, referring to the fact of God's revelation at the law of giving, 'Atem re'item ki min ha'shamayim dibarti imachem,' you have seen, from heaven I spoke to you, And likewise here, Atem Re'item, you have seen, et Asher Asiti L'Mitzrayim. Asher Asiti L'Mitzrayim, you'll see what I've done to the Egyptians. The same exact language is used by both. It's not something that we know on belief. It's something Asher Re'item that we have experienced. Something we know of knowledge. These two fundamental truths, accordingly, share the highest degree of certainty. They transcend the bounds of mere opinion and belief. They belong to the realm of knowledge. They are irrefutable facts. They are as certain as our own existence, that is, the existence of the material world we see about us. And they should serve as cornerstone for all other knowledge. Atem Re'item, you have seen. This is the awareness that we need to be able to inculcate within our lives. Recognize. Know. Rav Bifo's quoting the Meitav HaGayon in source number 7 continues with this theme. And he says, Asher Asiti L'Mitzrayim and the arrow in 7, Hainu Maseh Elokeinu. Both Mamad Har Sinai and Yetziat Mitzrayim not only share the fact that we saw it, but they also share the fact of Hashem's personal involvement. Yad Hashem Astal La'in Kol Masim Kvirim. You saw the hand of God. It wasn't some type of magicians or some type of slip of the hand. The Eser Makos, the 10 plagues, were clearly the Khartoumim. The magicians, the sorcerers weren't able to do this. It's clearly the hand of God. The heavens opening up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, the lightning, the thunder, the Kol Gadol Shelo Yosef, the Kol Shofar. All of this is clearly the hand of God. Lachay, therefore, in the asterisk in 8, these two are clear, without any doubt. It's not even something we could imagine. It's something that is experienced. Knowledge is the cornerstone of Judaism. And that's how Judaism continues to exist. And this is why he notes, Ma'ata, at the end of 9 in the asterisk, Navine te madua diktaka tarabiyoteh benegei l'shne mudei yadu da'ila. We now understand why these two fundamental aspects of Judaism, Hisira al-chovah l'saper leim l'dorot habayim, there is a command to tell future generation. V'higata tel avincha, Pesach's coming up, you should tell your sons. Your children, there's a command to tell our children, our grandchildren, future descendants, what happened at Har Sinai. Why does Hashem begin with Atem Re'item? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing himself, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beginning to the overtures of this relationship, even before he says, I'm going to make you a great nation and you should listen to my voice, the introduction is, I am not stranger to you. Atem Re'item. You saw that Asher Asiti L'Mitzrayim, what I did. You saw my hand. You experienced me on a very personal level. There is not a shadow of a doubt of who I am. So before I'm even going to give you the opportunity of accepting the Torah, let us first understand awareness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Awareness. That there is no other except Hashem. There's a very beautiful sefer, we've made mention of it before, called The Heart of Emunah, Rav Reuven Schmeltzer, which is based on Rav Yisrael Solomon Shlita's Mashkiach of Lakewood's Shmuzik, which talks about different areas where you can, essays on how you can inculcate Emunah to children, to students, within ourselves as well. And in this, he says in Source 10, although this Sefer is dedicated to explaining the mitzvah of remembering and transmitting Mamad Har Sinai and the life of Chaya Olam that was implanted within us at that time, Yetziat Mitzrayim is also included in this education. We're commanded to mention leaving Egypt twice daily and convey it to our children the first night of Pesach. Though Yetziat Mitzrayim and Mamad Har Sinai were clearly separate events, right? 50 days in between. It is important to realize they're actually both parts of the process of granting heavenly existence to Klal Yisrael. The Rambam writes that the bris of Mamad Har Sinai, the Matan Torah, occurred through three things, milah, bris milah, tvila, immersion in mikvah, and korban. The milah was performed in Egypt, and only the tvila and korban happened right before receive the Torah. It's clear in the dot and ten that we were born as a nation through the combination of Yitzhak Yisrael followed by Mamad Har Sinai. You need to have both. So when Hashem is, right, Hashem just doesn't come down and say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. He prefaces this relationship with, we have a history together. We know each other well. You've experienced me. You have that awareness of me. And really what he's saying is that there is going to be an inevitable connection between Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Mamad Har Sinai. Both of these are the cornerstone of our faith. And the Sefer, the Heart of Emunah, continues in source number 11. The Ramban states that the Ikrei Emunah were demonstrated through the Nisim Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Although an elaboration of all the Ikrim is beyond the scope of this work, the Ramban specifically speaks about the Ikar Hashgacha Prati, that Hashem, that nature, controls the world with a heavenly purpose. And when we recognize that Hashem controls the world with a heavenly purpose, we recognize that all the things that happen to us are really Nisim Nistarim, says the Ramban, are really hidden miracles, that there is no nature, that Hashem is orchestrating every aspect of our lives to the finest details. And that's why we have so many mitzvot that are Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim, that remind ourselves of the Exodus of Egypt. The end of 12, the miracles of Yitziyat Mitzrayim were fundamentally different from the miracles throughout history. While there have been countless miraculous events, some even in contemporary times, we should only witness their outcomes and not the actual presence of the Shechina. Although a miracle forces us to conclude that a higher power is in control, we can actually see this. In contrast to the 10 Makos, Hashem exposed the 10 levels of Shechina, level by level, culminating in total Gilui Shechina at Makos Bechoros. We have seen that Matan Torah was not merely the commandment of a set of laws, rather it was a revelation of divine existence, and learning Torah and fulfilling its mitzvot are the means through which we can connect to that existence. So my friends, we can appreciate in 14 in the asterisks that we have spoken about, the Aser Makos, the 10 plagues, really correspond to the Asar Mamros, to the 10 utterances which Hashem created the world, which we did not personally experience, and to the Aser Adibro, to the 10 utterances which we did experience. Because all of this is about Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Aser Makos, the revelation at Mamad Har Sinai, are all about one thing, and that is Gilui Shechina, the revelation of the divine presence. The heavens opened up at Mamad Har Sinai. We saw with clarity that there is no other than God. This is what Yiddishkeit is predicated on. And that's what we have to understand. You know, there's a whole movement, and he deals with this at length in this book. And there's a place for it of, you know, bringing in people like, you know, different organizations that prove Yiddishkeit, right? You know, we're the only nation that had 3 million people that saw it, and they bring different proof texts. And a lot of people need this. The premise of this book is that it's very dangerous to prove Yiddishkeit, because if you say something has a proof, then by nature, a proof means that there's a possibility to disprove the proof. That's the logic here. So therefore, we really should understand that there's no need, unfortunately in our day and age, we don't have that saturated chinuch in the perfected world. A child should grow up with such an understanding and cognizance of Hashem, as their chinuch from birth should be einod milvado, brachos out loud in the home, speaking about Hashem when things go good and when things don't go good. That Hashem permeates our entire being. It's not just like a raincoat that I put on. When I daven, I feel God. When I say brachos, sometimes I feel God. Right? And then I take it off and I live my life. No, Yiddishkeit isn't a raincoat. Yiddishkeit is my body. It's my soul. It's everything I am. From my body, I'm able to see godliness. That's the challenge. Well, we don't live in that world, so therefore we have to augment our education by doing these things. But the reality is, if we understand that this is a Masorah, Av mi pi ben, mi pi av, you know, father, son, grandfather, that there is a transmission of Masora. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu begins. He says, you want to know what this relationship is about, not only now, but, you know, even those who aren't standing, Hashem made a brit, a covenant, right? Those who are standing here today, Atamim Tzavim Hayom, and Asher Einenu Po Imanu Hayom, and those who are not standing with us today. Well, how are we supposed to have a relationship with Hashem? Because we collectively witness this. This was something, and this is something that needs to be transmitted from generation to generation. And that's why, when we're talking about this awareness, we have to be able to highlight the times that we speak about Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, not just to go through lip service, well, I remember the Exodus of Egypt, but to really have that awareness and begin to move from that awareness to the acceptance that when I'm aware of this, it deepens my relationship with Hashem. It creates a level of acceptance that my Asiyas HaMitzvahs, by doing the mitzvahs, aren't going to be in the same level. The Or Yecheskel, Rav Chesko Levenstein, speaks about this when he says, he's in the 15 in the bracket, he says, Srichim liyot ka'atem ra'item kechush mamash, ken yichovotenim shiyuchush mamash, ki b'teva adam sheba'et shelo yoreh la'atzmo chush mamash lo yitareh v'lo yitchazek. We have to imagine this in ourselves as if I'm actually experiencing this, I'm actually feeling this. Otherwise, it's not going to make that impact. And he says, V'chein yoreh luvayar b'tfilat Ezra, reishit maskirim yitziyat Mitzrayim. We know there's a very, very fundamental principle in the Gemara brings down of being smicha geula l'tfila, having the bracha of Gal Yisrael come right by the Shemoneh Esrei tfila. And there's a lot of Torah on this. What's before the bracha of Gal Yisrael is the whole story in Ezra and Avotenu, the end of Shema, about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And this is in order to awaken within us that awareness, that acceptance of Kabbalah soul, to then be able to enter into this relationship of the Shemoneh Esrei. Do we actually think about what we say in Ezra and Avotenu? Mimitzrayim Galtanu, from Egypt you've redeemed us. Umibeit Avotim Piditanu, and from the house of slavery you have redeemed us. Ko Bechoreyam Harakta, you killed all the firstborn. Ubechorcha Galta, and you redeemed ours. Our firstborn, the Yamsuf Bakanta, you split the sea, the Zedim Tibanta, and you drowned those wicked people. The Ididim Havarta, your beloved nation, you allowed to cross through. Vayechasu Maim Sareim Echanam Lo Notar, all the enemies were drowned, no one was left. Alzot Shibchu Ovim Veromu Kel, Venatnu Yedidim Smirot Shirovat Yishbachot, Brachot Vahodahot. And the response is obviously to praise Hashem. It's so clear. They witness this. They sang praises to Hashem. Shira Chadasha, Shimchu Geulim. Baruch Amar Nabi Tzeh Mitzrayim, Sharei Azot, Shimchu Alvim. And our job is Lachem Yosef L'Shanem. Let's vocal Zeh Sheshama Zompi Am Rav Alvim V'Didim. Vaydei Zeh Yatzeh Aslo Yitzeh Mitzrayim V'char V'Onish Kechush Mamish. When I say these words, I should imagine it actually happening. Imagine experiencing it and being able to realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me. When I have that awareness, it just ups the level of acceptance. It makes it real for me. It makes it davar b'chush, something that I can, that's tangible. And this is indeed, when I feel this, then I run to a level that the Or Yecheskel speaks about, of Ava Rabav Tanu Hashem Elokeinu, of feeling that love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with. And that is why, as Rav Chaim Friedlander Zatzal and Rinas Chaim in Source 18 points out, when I have all these mitzvahs of Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim, particularly he talks about, I understand that maybe Pesach, even Shavuos and Sukkot, we say in Kiddush, right? We say in Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim, Shabbos is Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say in our Kiddush, Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim, remember the Exodus from Egypt? Like, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur had nothing to do with the Exodus from Egypt. So listen to the Rav Chaim Friedlander speaks about it, because it's mamish this point that we're saying. The people of Israel were made into a nation by God Himself through the Exodus from Egypt. Israel is not just another nation. It's a nation of Hashem. As it says, I will adopt you as a nation for me and act as a God for you. The purpose of the Exodus was for us to become a people who are servants, yet also children of Hashem, fulfilling His will. I carried you on the wings of eagles. You'll be a special treasure, skula for me, more than the other nations. The Kadosh Baruch Hu supplied us with all the necessary vehicles and opportunities for us to become indeed a nation of Hashem. Among them, the festivals and their Day of Judgment, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Our duty is to make ample use of the festivals in order to grow spiritually and to remember the Exodus from Egypt and its purpose, which is to be a nation of Hashem. Rabbi Oshai, when we talk about Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, all these mitzvahs, remembering Egypt, there's a lot to remember. One nekuta, which may be different than we normally look at it, is to remember the experience was the experience where HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced Himself to us, where we knew that Hashem existed, where we felt Hashem's presence. And Hashem giving us this opportunity of Gilui Shechina, of revelation in Egypt, was really giving us opportunities to help us, that awareness, in order for us to have that acceptance of all the mitzvahs that we do. It's not coming out of the blue, it's coming out of relationship. It's coming out of closeness. It's coming out of attachment. My friends, if we understand what we've spoken about till now, we can end this first idea with one very important point. Why does Hashem begin with these words, Atemri Item, Asher Siti L'Mitzrayim, what I did to you in Egypt? Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that this Mamad Har Sinai that you're about to experience is not in a vacuum. It's coming on the heels of the revelation of Exodus. It's coming on the heels when I made you into a nation. It's coming on the heels of a relationship. Atem re'item, you saw, you experienced, you have this awareness. Take Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim in your entire lives and use it to be able to accept the Ol Malchut Shamayim, to be able to accept the Torah that Hashem is ready to give us, to be able to say Na'aseh V'Nishma, not just once in history, but every single morning when you wake up, and have this level of attachment. When we talk about this level of attachment, when I have this awareness, what it means for me, when I see so clearly, when I say Shema, and I flag it on my sitter, that I slow down, and really appreciate, and almost relive all these miracles that Hashem has done for me, collectively. I'd like to do a new sefer that I just met, that I managed to fell in love with, and I thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, who has directed Shkacha Prati, that I had an hour and a half wait at a doctor this week. No better way to spend a vacation day than waiting for a doctor for an hour and a half. And I'll tell you, when I got into the doctor, and obviously I was there for 4.5 minutes, yes, we know those doctors, I thanked her. I said, thank you for the opportunity of being delayed today that is able to read most of this sefer. So, Hodu Lashem Basatcha Tancheni. It is what we would call Lahavdil, a Jewish self-help book on how to grow in your Avodas Hashem. It is an absolutely fantastic sefer. No, it is not translated into English as far as I know. It's very popular in Eretz Yisrael. It's 2 volumes. This is the first volume. And he says, Anachtu chayvim lavodat Hashem v'lasot ritzono. We have to do Hashem's will. Anachtu kfuyim l'kach. But we're forced to do it. And if we don't do it, oy vavoy, you know? And I have this for my students all the time, you know? We're going to burn in hell, Mrs. Smile. So we don't have much choice, but we have to do it. And you're right. However, it isn't so comfortable when I have to do things and I don't really want to. Like, do you know what my davening looks like if I have to daven? Do you know what my brachos look like? Do you know what my Shabbos looks like? And he contrasts that in the asterisk in 19 to Balei Tshuva. Balei Tshuva, at least at the beginning of their path, they think, right, that they're making a free choice, right? They could be not religious, and now they are religious. So, wow, davening, amazing. Shabbos Suda, oh, wow. Hours of singing in Divrei Torah, why? Because it's coming from their free will. And because they're coming from their free will, they're bringing their sense of self into this. In Cain, Alenu Levarer, and the double is squiggly. What do we do in order that we should feel that oomph, that relationship? So he brings in Source 20, the Magid Mishnah, and Hilchos Luv, based on the Rambam's writing, She'ein ro'oi lo l'adam l'asod ha-mitzvot mitzad she'en chov alav. A person shouldn't do a mitzvah because he's forced to do it. V'u mukhrach v'anus v'asiyatam. And he's coerced into doing them. El chayav l'asotam v'u sameach v'asiyatam. When you do a mitzvah, you should rejoice doing it. Be happy. V'yaseh ato mitzad she'u tov. Do it because it is intrinsically good. Klomar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino mu'unyan b'avodah kfuya. Hashem isn't interested in forced labor. Hanasei b'lei breirim t'apach harach. I gotta do it. I have no choice. Ela b'avodah retzinid ha'novah ma'avanah ha'amet v'ayothi shem ha'mitzvah. Hashem wants to do it. Us to do mitzvahs when we see the beauty, the intrinsic greatness in a mitzvah. Now, obviously this doesn't mean we can pick and choose what mitzvahs we want to do. We have to do all the mitzvahs. So now we have a little bit of a problem. I have to do all the mitzvahs, and if I don't, I might get punished, or I will get punished. So I have to do them. If I don't, I'm going to get punished. But I have to do them because I want to do them. Well, my friend, how do you have your cake and eat it too? So he says, HaTshuva Pshuta, in the Da. Ein safek shana mukhevim lasod et ha-mitzvah. It's without a doubt, we are obligated to do a mitzvah. Gam im eino rotzim, even if we don't want to. Aval ein shum siba shakol ha-gisha shalanu l'mitzvot tiyeh mitok tkusha kasha aval ein bayra. Even though I'm obligated to do a mitzvah, that doesn't mean that I have to go about my mitzvah observance with the feeling of, oh boy, I got to do it. Ha-mitzvot hem yafot v'nimot, they're sach hakol beautiful mitzvot. And if we were to stop and ask ourselves, we'd find something interesting. Let's take benching. If we would stop ourselves, and we've spoken about this idea many times of mindfulness, and we would say to ourselves, so our initial reaction at benching, oh my gosh, benching is so long. Ugh, I got to bench. Right? That's my initial reaction. Stop. And I say to myself, right? I talk to myself right now, so I'm used to talking to myself. It's not really a problem. And Bluetooth people talk to themselves all the time. So you talk to yourself. Out loud is much better. And you say to yourself, did you enjoy this meal? Yeah, it was yummy. I mean, after all, I cooked it myself, you know, and I'm master chef. No, you don't have to add that part. Yes, it was a yummy meal. Do you feel grateful to Hashem for granting you this ability to eat, to be able to eat, to be able to taste wonderful food, to be able to cook, to be able to see the food, etc., etc., etc.? Yeah, I'm very grateful. Ah, you're very grateful for being able to enjoy the food that Hashem has given you. And you realize the bracha that Hashem has, you know, manifested in your life. Do you think it's appropriate to thank Hashem? Yeah, I do think it's appropriate. Okay, if you think it's appropriate, now how are you going to look at benching? Wow, benching is really an opportunity to thank Hashem. You know what? I'm going to bench with joy. So obviously he says, obviously, to do this at every mitzvah we do, we might have a nervous breakdown. But it's something that we have to, at the same time, it's something we have to condition ourselves to. Try it once or twice a day before I do something that my initial feeling is, oh no, stop. Why am I doing it? How do I feel about doing it? And then when I realize that I really want to do this, so then it changes. You know, the example that he gives, and we can all appreciate this for the most part, is a baby that wakes up in the middle of the night. Oh no, not you again. I just fed you 2 hours ago. Like, again? Okay, that's my initial reaction. And then I say, but I'd love to feed you, because I love you, and I want to take care of you, and I want you to feel like you are a secure child, blah, 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 and all those psychology. Therefore, with simcha, I'm going to get up and feed you. Right? So when I recognize what I'm doing and I find meaning and purpose in what I'm doing, so then it doesn't feel like a burden, it feels like an opportunity. 21 in the arrow. Hagisha shitchila marechet ha-torah v'mitzvot hi ke'el marechet rishot v'chukim v'tulom. You know, many people look at the Tariq mitzvot as 613 things that I have to do. These are the things that I have to hold by. Avolamehi shatorah v'mitzvot hi marechet sharim b'neinu v'nekodesh baruch hu. You know what it's really about? It's about attachment. It's about connection. It's about a Kadosh Baruch Hu chayev otanu livchor betov. Hashem gave me the opportunity to choose good because this is what is best for us. And He's interested in our best interest. And that's why we have to look at it in the asterisks in 22. Kadosh Baruch Hu bachar banu liyo banim lo. He chose us to be His children. Lo liyo avadim b'mifal shelo. We're not some type of workers in a factory. And, you know, we just clock in. I've clocked in my tefillah, I've clocked in my brachos, I've clocked in my kriyat shema lemita, I can go to sleep. That's not what it's about. Right? If I understand that it's about attachment, it's about love. And even when you take a look at the concept, he continues, of Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was described. That's the highest accolade imaginable. And that's how he says in 23, Kasher avazu brura daye, when I recognize this love, as I gama yirayna machika Hashem l'karevede love, then even the fear doesn't bring me further away from Hashem, it brings me closer. And he quotes our section here. When Akash Baruch Hu, when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, who sam befiv milim, these were the words he put in his mouth. Nakel lavin kevilim alalu hinam hadarash shal iska ota omdim anu Yisrael uvatzea im Hashem. In the asterisk in 23. These words really, as we mentioned, are like the cornerstone of the relationship. These are the first words he says. Ma Hashem omer lahem. What does Hashem say to Klai Yisrael? Lo drishot. He doesn't make demands right away. Lo iumim bonashim. He doesn't say, well, if you don't keep this, you're going to burn in hell. No. Lo tizkor al gilda chiyusha kol nivra levodet Hashem. Nor does he say, you know, you owe me. No. El atem re'item et asher siti mitzrayim. You saw what I did to Egypt. You saw how much I love you. Let's make a breed. Let's make a covenant. Hakesher beinenu levein Hashem, hikesher shel ava. It's a relationship of love. And yes, you have to have yira to onesh. Because without yira, without awe, there's nothing going to stop the yetzer, the inclination, from rearing its head. Avol zlo, zohi yisod, hakesher, this is not the foundation of the relationship. We have to be clear here. And this is why Rav Elia Lopian in Source 24 adds, he says, this is what Chazal tell us, that when we talk about davening, we should be focusing in on this love. La'osa orim gedolim, to the one who currently makes great lights, not who made great lights. We have to feel that Hashem is intimately involved in us right now. On the pasuk in Yeshaya, notain the shama la'am aleha. Hashem gives now, notain. He gives us a breath of life at each and every moment. Do we feel this love? And the Tiva Torah notes, he says, even though Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the women softly and the men harshly, nevertheless, l'lamdeinu shacharei hakol, when push comes to shove, and the asterisk in 25, gam l'anashim tzrichim lomar dvarim mitukim, even if you speak in a harsh way, the words themselves have to be sweet. Ulukarva mechamat ava, and bring him with love, the little child who licks the honey on the letters. It's sweet. V'lo rak lomar lam kol osman dvarim kashim kedidim. Don't only just be harsh. You have to latet lahem litzom gam etama ava v'chiba, to feel this love. V'efshar shabal olamdeinu in the squiggly shibereishi karvuto shel odam al torah v'avoda. When we're talking about our beginning steps, our baby steps, this is the beginning of the relationship. And in all people who are bringing close to relationship with Hashem, it's about love. If we teach, and this is what we see, when we teach our students all what's going to happen to us, this bad and that bad, and this is, why would they want to do it? There has to be a lot of love. Yes, there has to be a balance. But there has to be. Atem re'item, you saw it, asher asiti l'mitzrayim, what I did to the Egyptians, because they hurt you. I love you. I care about you. This is the fundamental aspects of what Yiddishkeit is about. So my friends, level number one. Atem re'item, asher asiti l'mitzrayim, the first phrase in this pasuk as Hashem introduces himself, is awareness. Know who I am. Know that we have a relationship. When I have that, then all my mitzvot, all my davening, which mentions Mitzrayim, enables me to have that emotional acceptance, because I have that awareness, which has to lead to an emotional attachment where I feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I'm doing mitzvot, not because I have to do them, albeit I do have to do them, because I want to do them. I want to have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has to be what's underscored here. That has to be. And he knows, just to end this idea, in 23, in the squiggly, HaKesher beinenu levein Hashem hu kesher shel ava. Our relationship with Hashem has a relationship of love. And he says, Hakesher b'neinu v'en Hashem ulo kesher sholpolim and boss. It's not like a worker. Hamivater rak b'chashash l'pitaron b'tzipad l'tlush maskara. I'm afraid I'm going to get, you know, fired, and I just want a salary. El kesher sholpanim imav. It has to be a relationship of a father to a child. That, my friends, is level one. Now let's take a look at the second part of the pasuk. Going back to the first page, and you have seen what I did to Egypt, and now the second part, and that I've borne you on the wings of eagles. Right? Vesatchem al kanfei nisharim. What is kanfei nisharim about? So Rashi brings us back in source number 3, the famous medrash, and this is found in the sea. Like the eagle who carries its fledgling upon its wings, for all other birds put their young between their feet, because they are afraid of another bird that can fly above them. But the eagle is afraid only of man, lest man shoot an arrow into him, because no bird flies above him. Therefore the eagle puts a fledgling upon its wings. He says, better that the arrow should enter into me than my son. I too did so, as we find, and the angel of God traveled, etc., and came between the camp of Egypt, etc., and the Egyptians would shoot arrows and catapult stones, and the cloud would intercept them. So here already we find, my friends, very beautifully, that when we talk about the relationship of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to us, v'satchem al kanfei nisharim, and I carry you in eagle's wings, already right there is there an awareness of how much Hashem loves us. He says, I'll take the stones, I'll take all the missiles. You know, I'll protect you, right? I've carried you on eagle's wings where you are on top of the eagle. If anyone wants to harm you, they're going to have to harm me. I'm the one who's going to take it, and you are going to be totally protected, which, again, is that awareness of tremendous amount of love that Hashem has for us. But on this second level, we're going to accentuate acceptance. If the first level accentuated awareness, this level is going to accentuate acceptance. Too many A's. Rabbosai, I want to take a look at source 26. And I want to tell you something. I daven, preparing this year, a lot of davening, a lot of siyata d'shmaya. I can't tell you how many topics were chosen and then not used in the end. This whole year is siyata d'shmaya. One of the things I daven for is that we should find a chiddush. At least for me a chiddush, and I hope for you a chiddush. At least one idea that is like, wow. One idea that I've never met before, and obviously it's not so hard to find because there's a lot I don't know, but something that really inspires me, and something that I feel like I want you to take home and put in your pocket. All she'll put in your on your knapsack, but this one put in your pocket, and everyone you meet and say Shalom Aleichem to, I want you to say, you know, I just heard this gewaltic vort, and share it with them, and it's been resonating with me the entire week, and I want to share it with you, and I hope you're as excited as I am when you hear this. It's amazing. Oh, Moshe, it gets 2:26, and after that build up, it better be good. Now it is. V'nei l'chora nachon sha'nesher noten l'gozolav hagana mushlam, and I understand that the eagle gives it full protection. Aval ech yagiu hagozlim haktanim al kanfei nisharim. How do those little fledglings get on top of the eagle's wings? Hello, Anesher, Ainsra, Oat, Arukot, Larim, it goes alav, Alonichem, Alkanfav. The eagle doesn't have such long, whatever you call their tentacles, their arms, that has the ability to then put them on their back. Hagozalim, Yitzterchu, Lidrot, Litamates, La'alot. Bikocham al kanfei avihem. The fledglings had to go themselves on top of their father. V'rak az yitkayim bahem v'asak etchem al kanfei nisharim v'yavetchem alai. Only once they get on top can the eagle carry them. Havodah shitzariach hanalo yiddish likpots al gala al kanfei anesher. Our job is to really wing it. To go on top of those wings. It's not enough that Hashem is ready to give us so much. Are we there with the acceptance? We We have to lift ourselves up a bit. It has to come from us, not only from Hashem. And then Hashem can carry us and soar to the greatest heights. Rabbi said, do you understand? This is so fundamental in all of Yiddishkeit. Sifti Chaim speaks about this in 27. We know that there were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did midaito from his own mindset, separating from his wife, breaking the luchos, the tablets, and adding a third day before they got the Torah. He added a day on his own. So you ask yourself, well, if they needed an extra day, why didn't Hashem just add the day? And the answer is, Omnam bior devar kachu in the bracket of 27, kamur ikram v'yisodam shol tam gimel dvorim shederash moshim kachanan yitzrechel kabolos haTorah. Ulama chana chayeva lavo davka mitzad ratzon v'argasha yishit shel makabel. Hashem doesn't add the day. We have to add the day because it has to come from us. We have to desire that extra day. We have to desire an extra amount of preparation. Life isn't about that God is just going to carry us through life. The question is, where is our acceptance? The question is, are we ready to lift up our feet and to climb on top of the eagle? Where is us? Where are we in this process? And that's the question that has to be resonating in our heads the whole time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a shefa, He gives us an abundance. And He expects us to respond to that abundance. He expects us to respond, to get on top of that ego. And then He can carry us. And He brings us down in 27 at the end. He says, Hashem showers us with awakening from above out of mercy. He gives us an abundance of araka halva as a loan. But doesn't come part of us. And it's easy to lose it. We have to make it a kinyan that's low. We need the Yisrusa de la Tata, the awakening from below, to make it ours. And that's the favor of Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk begins, Ki'im b'toras Hashem chaso, in the Torah of Hashem you should desire, u'b'toraso yege yomam v'layla, and in His Torah, the Torah becomes yours, you should learn day and night. Ota Torah she Torah Hashem, the Torah which is referred to as Torah Hashem, third person, mikoch amalo, through your hard work, becomes u'b'toraso, in your Torah. And that's what Hashem wants from us. The imagery Rabbi Miller gives in 29 in Parshat Shemini, he speaks about Pesach is that Yisrusa de Leila, the awakening of above, where Hashem gave us His medallic alaharim, He leapt over the mountains. Then the arrow came the morrow, the revelation was withdrawn. Denude suddenly the scoring men had to strive for themselves to retain the vision of the previous day. Now human effort was necessary to justify the pitch to which Hashem raised them. And then comes again, transcendence. On the morrow of the seventh Shabbos, they were granted the Torah. Hashem lifts us up. So we see in the spiritual history of Israel process parallel to that we have pointed out on the life of the individual. This is what happens in our lives. A process beginning with the gift of God, continuing with the effort of man on his own behalf to achieve a spiritual aim, to bring into consciousness the latent purity and holiness, and then ending with God's renewed intervention, guiding him to levels of attainment not accessible to human nature of its own strength. Man's effort, then, in any task that seems difficult at the onset, almost beyond his energies, must be seen not from the human view alone as a solitary, futile resistance against the forces of evil, but his true perspective as a movement towards God, buttressed on both sides by the aid and love of God Himself. Where both sides, do you understand what this level of acceptance is about? An awareness. Hashem said, "You, I'm going to carry you on my eagle's wings. You are going to be protected." But it's predicated on acceptance. The eagle comes down and says, "I'm ready. I'm here for you." Right? The way the eagle awakens its children in a soft way. I'm here. Your job? Take initiative. Your job? It may seem impossible to you. How are you going to soar up there? How are you going to be matzliach in your avodas Hashem? You know what I want from you? Pitzluli peta kechudo shalmacha. I want you to open for me an opening of an eye's needle, small, but at least climb up. Move from the ground. Move from your laziness. Get on my back. And then I'll do the rest. And that's what life is about. When I have this, my friends, then I am able to enter to the third phase in this acceptance, and that's attachment. The Uri Cheskel again, Rav Cheskel, 11:31. Nemsemi lumedi mehacha yisod gadol b'darchei avoda enikar shbrochu notei matanat chinam l'Yisrael. Hashem doesn't give us just free gifts. V'kol chayav ke kol echad v'echad litzor b'atzmo. We have to create these gifts. V'lecheinu tzuchu klai Yisrael agia b'atzman l'akara b'chavivut v'ikavut l'Hashem yitbarach. V'ak achar kach asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu po'ol tamam en har Sinai. What Hashem wanted from us is the awareness, is the acceptance, is the attachment. When you recognize this, when you're ready to get on top of the eagle's back, and you're ready to say at that point, Nasa v'nishma, which is part of that getting on the eagle's back, that's part of the acceptance, is being able to say, Hashem, I know whatever you do for me is good, I trust you. When I have that level of attachment, then Hashem says I can have a Mamad Har Sinai. But first, we have to go through the process of awareness, of acceptance, of attachment, of Nasa v'nishma, and then we can have the revelation of Mamad Har Sinai. Okay, my friends, we've spoken about awareness, we've spoken about acceptance, we've spoken about Atem Re'item, that you saw, which is the first part of the pasuk, that you saw with such clarity what I've done to Egypt. And through that clarity, you come to accept and you come to attach yourself as a child, not out of fear. Acceptance, akan fe nisharim, we have to take the initiative. We have to get on the back. We can't just sit back and expect everything to happen. Hashem will help us, he'll inspire us, our job, and then he inspires us again. And life is a spiral. And now we come to the end of the pasuk. Va'avi etchem elai, and I brought you to me. Rashi, back in 3D. Kitargumo, this phrase is to be understood as it's rendered in Targum Onklos. Let's understand what it means, Va'vi etchem elai. Back onto source 33. Rav Hirsch, you've seen what I did to Egyptians and did for you at one and the same time. Then the greatest human power on earth I threw to the ground because they opposed me by force, while you I brought to me. You are helplessly downtrodden, but because you trusted me and fully devoted yourself to me, I raise you high above the reach of all your enemies and brought you into a direct relationship with me. Rav Munk, Al Kanfei Nisharim, this phrase describes the hasty exodus that Israel made as it was snatched from the abyss of Egyptian morality and brought to the height of freedom from evil. Besides acquiring physical liberation, the Israelites were emancipated from the bonds of their physical appetites and base instincts. They were miraculously transported to an ideal world, to the presence of God Himself. This moral deliverance qualified them as the rightful recipients of the Torah. Rabosai, Vavi etchem elai, I brought you to me. And as the Medrash points out, and Rashi quotes as well in 37, how did I bring you to me? So on one level I brought you to me, technically, that how was it possible that they landed in Ramses less time than the matzahs had to rise? It was 120 meal. It was like, 120 miles, like 3 million people walking 120 miles. You ever try walking with your family a mile? It takes like, an hour on a good day? Here we're going in less than 18 minutes, 120 miles with 3 million people. You ever thought about that? This is the love of Hashem. This is the awareness that Hashem loves us, that He carried us on eagle's wing, that we all had a kvitza sederech, we all had the ground, transporting us. No, v'avi etchem elai, the awareness that Hashem says, I'm bringing you close to me. I want a relationship with you. And what do I want? I want you to have this acceptance. What is the Targum Onklos? Take a look. In the squiggly 38, Shirei Chumash Rav Volbi brings down, V'karvis yatchon l'puchanai, I brought you close to my service. V'avi etchem elai, I brought you close to my avoda. And we find, he says, Rav Volbi barbei mekomot shemuzkar l'shon avoda k'tiv gam l'shon kiruv, that there goes hand in hand, bringing close and service. The awareness, Hashem brought us close. The awareness, Hashem transported us miles very quickly. the acceptance, kirva, leads to avoda. Your job is to serve God. V'kereftanu malkeinu l'avodasecha. Hashem brought us close, our King, to do His service. V'kervanu malkeinu l'avodasecha. We have this over and over again. Nireh she'inyan havoda yotzei mitoch hakiruv. The acceptance of doing Hashem's will comes out of a level of awareness, of closeness. And this is what the whole section is about, Notes of Das Torah. It's about recognizing Vani Kirvas Elokim Litov in the bracket of 39. For me, closeness to God is good. Shekirvas Hashem Harbei Darkotla. There are many levels. It began with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and it's moving higher and higher till we get to Mamad Har Sinai, which is the way the Ramban understands. Vaviyat Chamelai to this mountain, to have the Ashras Hashchina on you. What struck me so beautifully on this level of awareness and acceptance is one line in the Tamvid Dash, Source 40, that really struck me. Umash Mesayim Vaviyat Chamelai. Why the pasuk ends, this introductory pasuk, and I brought you close to me, could just say, and I brought you here. Why close to me? Etchem Eilai, Lahoro, to teach us, Shein Tachlik Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the purpose, to teach us that the whole purpose, says Rav Sternbach, of the Exodus, Be'etzem Yitzhak Tama Avdos. It's not just technically that we're no longer slaves. Ela Iker Mechuvani, Lid Karev, La Kadosh Baruch Hu, La Tarato, Ve'vitchem Eilai. The whole purpose is Vavietchem Elai. It's not just the awareness Hashem is great. It's not just the avoda, the acceptance. It's the attachment. Vavietchem Elai. Hashem says, I brought you close to me. I want a relationship with you. I want to be close to you. I brought you close to me so that we could have this relationship. When Hashem brought us to Mamad Har Sinai, when Hashem is giving us the Torah, it's not coming out of, you know, the kaf aleim har kigigus of coercion. It's coming out of a chofet yitzrein lishtabed lach. We're asking Hashem, coerce us because we want this relationship. We want this closeness. And Hashem is echoing this. Vavi etchem elai. He's telling us, you know what this whole relationship is about? You know what the whole focus of the pasuk is about? One word. Love. Vavi etchem elai. I've brought you close to me. The avoda, the kevtanu malkeinu l'avodasecha, Hashem brought us close to, for us to do the avoda. The avoda, the service, is coming out of a place of love. Rabbosai, let's talk about, on this third level, in the few minutes we have left, the idea of attachment, and focus in on this aspect. We focus in awareness, atemer iten, acceptance, kanfei nesharim, attachment. Listen to Tiferet Shimshon, and we'll develop it very briefly. 43. Elosha devar gorim la'avam ben shnei anashim. What brings this love between two people? Zu agasha shechpat l'sheni mimenu. It's about, I care about you. V'zeh ma shekiv yechol merkosh baruch hu lanu. And this is what Hashem is really telling us. Hinenimu unyan litzuri machem kesher. I'm interested in having a relationship with you. When you saw what I did to Egypt, things you don't really see every day, you know, water turning to blood and frogs, etc. And I did this, and Rashi notes this, we skipped over this, or we may mention it in passing, it's because they hurt you, and I cared about you, and I took an interest in you. Just like a father. It bothers him if a big person's going to hit his kid. Hakatan. Mimela, hatotzah mukhrachat hi vaviyat chamelai. I care about you. I want a relationship with you. Ubat kol kivyachu machrezev romeret. And it's if a heavenly voice comes out saying, Li, l'shchina k'toshach pa mikol devar v'devar shosim l'chem. It's if Hashem's voice is coming out and saying, I care about whatever happens to you. But does it really bother you what happens to me? If you, Klai Yisrael, don't really care about Hashem or about Kvod Shemayim, the glory of God in this world, then where's the relationship? It's broken. God isn't, God forbid, a machine. Shemachlisim ba mitzvah v'yotzem min haschar kolshu. Right? Like, a Coke machine will have the elef alfei dollars that you put in, you know, the probably not a quarter anymore, the $1.50, whatever it is. and you get a Coke, you put in a mitzvah, and you get a reward. What do you think? That's the type of relationship? Do you really care about God? It's a machine. Gam anu kmo boreinu tzvichim legalot echpatiu maboreit barach mitorah tol mitzvotav. This level of attachment has to not only be from Hashem, it has to be part of us. And that's what a relationship is about. And that's what Mamad Har Sinai is about. And that's what this opening pasuk is about. Where Hashem is saying, look what I've done, because I cared about you. And look how I carried you on eagle's wings. Why? Because I cared about you. And I took you out in the springtime when it was such good weather. And I did all this because I care about you. And I brought you close to me because I love you and I care about you. And I'm interested in a relationship, in an attachment. And Hashem is as if turning to us, and not just then, my friend, but every day, and saying, where are you? Do you care about me? Is your Torah mitzvah just a machine, or is it a relationship? Is it attachment on both sides? And we'll end with my sole desire, Rav Kluger. Source 41, in the Birkas HaTorah we daven that we and our children of your nation, Israel, should all be knowers of your name and learners of your Torah for its sake. We want to be among those who learn Torah Lishma for the sake of knowing the Torah itself, which is knowing Hashem's name, knowing is stored in its essence. Every person has a certain view of the world and of the things that happen around him. This perception is a very deep part of a person. He has an innate, subtle sense of what is right and what is not right, what is decent, what is not. What is fair, what is logical, what is, and what is not appropriate. This essential part of us separates us from Hashem. We each have a personal worldview that is different from Hashem's view and thinking. When a Jew learns Torah, he assimilates Hashem's thought and view of the world. The Torah teaches us when a person is responsible for damage he has caused and when he is not. It becomes part of us. The Torah changes a Jew's entire worldview to a Torah perspective. Hashem's perspective. We see clearly that true Talmid Chacham has a unique outlook and understanding of every topic in the world. His thought and perspective is the thought and perspective of the Torah. This is the wondrous union between the Jew and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal Tanya explains that the Torah is called the mazon of food. As David Mel said, your Torah is in my intestines. Just as food is absorbed in a person's body and become part of his very flesh, in the bracket sustaining him and giving him life, so too when a person learns and probes and knows and perceives the Torah, the Torah becomes absorbed in his mind, becomes one with him, sustaining his soul with a godly life that is clothed in its wisdom. Likutei Amarim, Torah thought becomes part of the person's mind, guiding his thought and spirit, which becomes bound of Hashem. The ultimate relationship between a Yid and the Ribbono Shalom is through Torah and Avodah combined. The Avodah Tefillah and the fulfillment of mitzvahs reveal godliness within the physical reality, and a Jew's physical body and emotions. And Torah unifies his mind and thought with Hashem's wisdom. This is the preamble to receiving the Torah. Vavi etchem elai, I want to bring you close to me. I want you to have a relationship with me. Vakarvenu malkeinu lavadasecha. Our King brings us close in order that Hashem says, I care about you. I want you to care about me. I want you to accept the Torah that you look at life through the Torah's lens. Again, not by that raincoat, but by who you are. Not just by sunglasses that you put on occasionally, but these are your contact lenses. This is your contact between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you have the correct lenses to be able to see what Torah's about. And when you look at a situation, you see it from a Torah vantage point. You see the Hashgacha, you see the Yad Hashem. You're able to think along Torah lines. What does Torah demand of me now? What does Halacha demand of me now? What's the appropriate action right now? I become one, mazon, nourished by Torah thought. My friends, what we try to sing today is one pasuk, which is a beautiful pasuk and may just seem to be just a beautiful pasuk. It's so deep for our lives. You'll see what I did to Egypt. We have this awareness. Allow Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim to help us in our acceptance and our attachment. Think before you do mitzvahs. This is what I want to do. I want to have this relationship. And I have borne you on the wings of evil eagles. I've taken the brunt. I protect you. But you've got to get on top of me. It's a sandwich. Hashem will come down. He will inspire. You have to take the initiative. Then Hashem will allow you to soar to the greatest heights. That acceptance. That awareness, That acceptance leads us to that attachment. And finally, Vavi Etchem Elai. There are no more beautiful words than those three words. Vavi Etchem Elai, I brought you close to me. This is what it's about. When you understand that Hashem has brought us close and the miracles that He's done, and you've opened yourself up to that acceptance of Nafsa Benishma, our attachment is the one of Echpatiyut. I care about you, Hashem. I care about Kvod Shamayim in this world. And my ben adam l'chaveiro, ben adam l'makom, and ben adam l'atzma, the way I interact with all elements of this world, are going to reflect that. And my friends, may we all be ready to have that awareness, acceptance, and attachment every single day when we wake up, that our avodas Hashem, our service of God, is not like a machine and going through the rote, but one of tremendous love and attachment.